New Testament summary. It is over 6 centuries since Babylonian captivity and over 4 centuries since the last leader to rise to the level of the other prophets. Again, humanity, more so the Israelite nation, has slipped into an irrecoverable downward spiral. Their only hope is Jesus, the Savior, God in human form, the perfect role model, the perfect teacher, the perfect leader. In what way does the New Testament contrast with the Old Testament? It is the same God with the same character, the same word, the same relationship that he has with us, the same wickedness of people, the same behavior of God's people. It is only our perception and understanding that has increased with the revelation of Jesus. In the Old Testament, there are imperfect people communicating a perfect message. There are imperfect people practicing a perfect law. Jesus never says the law is irrelevant. He condemns the practice of it, a practice based on works, not faith. Jesus speaks, demonstrates, and fulfills the law. The New Testament content is summarized as follows. The Gospels, with the life and teachings of Jesus, the Acts of the Apostles, Paul's letters, other letters, and the Revelation, a grand majestic finale. The New Testament brings the unveiling through Jesus, the Son of God, his nature and plans for us. The Father, the usage of God as Father, is much more in the New Testament after Jesus refers and introduces him as our Father. The New Testament brings the only Savior, the perfect leader and role model, in Christ's words, Paul's words, Peter's words, John's words, and many others. The New Testament introduces the Spirit, Christ's virtual presence in our lives. The New Testament brings the Word of God, Christ, the embodiment of God's Word. The New Testament unveils the future. Glimpses are given in Matthew 24, Revelation, etc. The scattering and regeneration of Israel is clearly evident with the immense struggle over centuries and its rebirth in 1948 by no human hand. Today, Israel is the only Jehovah-worshipping nation in the world. It is coming together for Christ's second coming, ushering in a new era. Are we prepared for it and established in his kingdom practices?